Let's go to Richard in New Orleans. Richard, you're on WWL.
Hey, this is the question I have with all of this Cantrell stuff. Is she doing something criminal? Bring charges, lock up. She doing civil, bring a suit against her. You know, I think we got too much going on around in the city. The city is doing good. I don't see what she's missing out on black people. But I do want to say race is a part of our everyday makeup. And you got to realize this. Racism is well and alive in America. Policies are racist today as we speak. You know, and we got things going on with Jeff Landry, with his one of five people because they say something about him. Freedom of speech, America, New Orleans, freedom of speech. Your First Amendment right is under assault. That brother that's being Khalil, that's being translated, he's over here in Denton in Louisiana that you took from New York because they saying bogus things about the brother. You know, I'm a Muslim and I'm a black man. And I'm going to stand up for both. And I'm going to stand up for my city. See, I'm one of those who understand what's going on in the city.
I don't think you should stand up for anybody, black or Muslim.
Nobody that's wrong. I want you to understand that. Because I don't want to get no misconception. I was a convicted felon. I told you I was wrong when I done what I did. And I went and paid my dues to society. Came back out. I'm a homeowner. I got three properties. Sahel, New Orleans. I got in across the river on the West Bank. But the thing of it is, Stu, we got to get out of this notion, brother. We got some serious stuff going on in Washington, when you mentioned Washington. Elon Muscolini is a low-down dog. His group is not the dog. They the dog. And the thing about it is that we got these terrorists on us, man. We got freedom of speech on us, man. Taxes and terrorists. And the lady saying something yesterday about global warming. People, we got much better fish, bigger fish to fry. You know what I'm saying? And we got to wake up, period. Blacks,
well,
white,
Richard,
it doesn't matter.
You know,
because I want to say one other thing. You got to understand this, Scoop. White people are voting for white people. So black people, y'all showing the damn better vote for the right black people. Not Byron Donald. Not those grifter blacks. Tim Scott. You understand? You vote for people that's going to do something for your community. Just because they black don't mean you should get their support. And just because they're white and Latino don't mean y'all should vote for their asses neither if they not right.
All right, Richard. I'm glad you had a chance to talk about, let's see, race, freedom of speech, taxes, tariffs, Elon Musk, global warming, and white people only voting for white people, or the suggestion that white people support white people. Obama would never have been president if it weren't for white people. I mean, that's a simple fact. Obama would not have been president if it would not have been for white people. So I don't buy your argument. And I don't buy your argument that race is... I know that there's racism. I talk about it all the time. I know that there are big things to deal with in our city. But when you have a leader that is not paying attention to her voters, her constituents, the people who put her in office, when you have a mayor who's taking advantage of the power that she has, I think it's time to call out that person. Not because she's black, but because of her behavior.